Stephen Fenwick, do you remember Mark Holden in that beige suit tossing out flowers to the audience many, many years ago?
Absolutely, yes, I am. I'm giving up my age now, but I am old enough to remember that, certainly.
What do you lean towards, roses or carnations?
I'm more a carnations man myself.
I can imagine that. Fantastic. Well, the question is, okay, we've established your choice of flowers, but I've got a theory. I reckon you're a bit of a dab hand around the kitchen. Am I right?
Mate, I tell you what, I'm a very good breakfast cooker. And I'm a very good barbecuer. So they're my two strengths. So I can make you really nice scrambled eggs with orange juice in it and everything. It gives it a nice orange flavour.
As it would.
I can also make a great steak and cook it exactly how you like it.
And is that where
that's
it ends?
That's my ability, yeah. Well, you're right. That's probably the extent of my culinary knowledge there.
At least you know a little bit, which is good. A little bit of knowledge can be a dangerous thing. Lovely to have you back for 2017. A few things have been making news. It's hard to believe that the iPad is 7 years old.
Yeah, the reason I remembered this, it came up in my Facebook memories. You know how you're on Facebook, it tells you what happened in the years gone by? And I was actually at that launch in January 2010. I was there for the launch in San Francisco. And I'm thinking, wow, 7 years, that's gone really quick. And it was a time in history, I think, a historical tech event where Steve Jobs gave the keynote, and before he even introduced the iPad, there was speculation that it was going to be a type of tablet device. But he started off the keynote by saying that, you know, there's room in between the laptop and the mobile and the smartphone for another device that lets you do things better than you would on a mobile and better than you would on a laptop.
Geez, right,
and,
too, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And the result, of course, is the iPad, which lets you browse and watch videos and do all those things. I don't ever walk onto a plane without an iPad because it's my go-to device if I want to watch my movies or read an e-book or do those sort of things. So that 7 years ago, he absolutely launched the iPad to great success and created this massive tablet market.
Yeah, he certainly did nail it. Now, Samsung, I don't think I've ever, apart from maybe problems with Volkswagen and their cars, I can't remember a recall or a product problem of this magnitude. And they've got to the bottom of the battery issue.
They have, yeah. Well, very well publicised problems they had with the Note 7. It was launched with great fanfare back in August last year and went on sale in mid-August to, I think they sold 3 million units in the space of 3.5 weeks or whatever it was. But then these issues started occurring, and they had a recall, then had a second recall, and last week they actually came out with the results of their investigations. Not only their own investigations, but they brought in three independent companies to conduct their own investigations. So they were completely transparent. They didn't want anyone to think that there was that they had anything to hide. Mm. And to their credit, they really sort of came out and said, right, this is what happened, and this is what we've learned from it. And what we learned was just how the sheer bad luck the company had. And by that I mean they discovered there was a defect in the first battery that was made for the Note 7. When they got those recall devices back, they saw, right, look, we're going to fix that and we're going to send the battery to a totally different factory to create the replacement. Now, the replacement developed a second defect. So they fixed the first one and they happened to have a second defect, which in manufacturing terms, it'd be like someone getting hit by lightning one day and then waking up the next day and getting hit again.
Okay.
That's just the sheer bad luck that Samsung had. They've been making batteries for phones for years, and that's the bad luck they had just with this one device. If that second battery from the second factory had been okay, we'd be talking about the Note 7 still being on sale to this day. But Samsung decided to take a hit in terms of safety for customers. It's cost them like $6.5 billion,
wow,
this whole exercise.
Yep.
So they've really taken their medicine and they've changed the way they're going to approve batteries. They've got an 8-point battery check. They've got outsiders to give them objective views on safety. They're going to rethink the way they design products, allowing more space around the battery. So I've got a lot of respect for Samsung going through these steps, being so open and transparent about it. Yes, it's cost them money, but they've owned up about it and said, right, this is what happened, and it's not going to happen again.
All right, before we let you go, nobody likes paying their telephone bill, but why would we want to pay a yearly telephone bill, mobile phone bill, in one hit. What would be the advantage?
Yeah, there's several attractions here. Is, well, you only got to pay it once, so there's no need to think about every month.
That doesn't help my bank account.
Well, it's the accounts that we've seen out there. They've come with pretty decent offerings in terms of pricing. You save a lot of money. They also have set data allowances that allow you to use the data whenever and however you want. So if you have one particular data-hungry month, then the next month you only use 1 gigabyte, for example, that's up to you. So it gives you freedom to use your data rather than having to think, oh, I've only got this much per month, I've got to wait till next month. It gives you that freedom as well. So I've written about all these types of plans on techguide.com.au that people are responding to. I think that rather than having to front up for a payment every month, and I'll give you another clue, there are some companies that charge, some charge every 30 days, some charge every 28 days.
Ooh, okay. Now,
if you do the math on 28 days, which big companies like Amaysim, all these companies, Amaysim charge every 28 days, if you do the math, that means in 1 year there'll be 13 billing periods instead of 12. So that's a little thing in the fine print that people need to keep an eye out for.
There you go, techguide.com.au. Steve has done the math for you because you don't have to do it, mate. Nice to have you back for 2017, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, Todd.
Check it out, techguide.com.au, and a great podcast as well. 29 after 11.